We would be honored if you would join us.
Ojaba. Ojaba.
It's a trap.
Hnífur.
Now I'd be like taking the whole empire myself.
Þessi hnífur á að vera þungur.
On target.
We're too close.
Stay on target.
You may fire when ready.
Sir, the possibility of successfully navigating an asteroid field is approximately 1,720 to 1.
Never tell me the odds.
Fasten your seatbelts, people, because we are up for a bumpy ride. Tonight's guests are all the way from Outer Rim territories of Naboo, the greatest crew of all time, Mr. Jar Jar Binks. From the frozen states of Manitoba, Canada, personal friend of the legendary Carl, the Academy pilot, Mr. X-Wing Junkie himself, Mark Stewart this year.
How's it going, everybody?
And let's give a warm welcome to our host, Gisli and Dave. With the sounds of our usual house band, the very talented members of Mass Rebo Band.
So, how was that?
That's awesome.
I am lost for words. I have no idea what just happened.
Yeah, last episode was so bad, I decided to write something new. Okay, anyways, welcome to Thule Squadron Radio. Of course, I'm Gisli.
And I'm Aid.
And with us we have, from Canada,
Mark.
Mr. Mark Stewart. How are you, Mark?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourselves?
I'm very nice.
You're nice?
Yeah, I'm nice.
Yeah, I'm also nice.
I met it. I can confirm that for both of you guys.
Uh-huh. Oh, thank you.
Note
thank you.
To all listeners, do not accept alcohol from either of these gentlemen. It is a trap. Repeat, it is a trap.
What do you mean? You don't like brandywine?
I appreciate it, but I'll stick to my Canadian whiskey.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so, Mark, what have you been up to lately? You still playing 1.0, or have you started 2.0?
Well, actually, I've got two store championships this weekend that I'm hitting
up.
But locally, what we started doing to get the local guys really excited about 2.0 is we've been running a 2.0 demo league.
Okay.
So we proxied out the three lists that FFG flew at Worlds,
And
then we made up this almost World Cup style system where we had four pods of four, and we're just hitting the elimination rounds there. But it's been great getting everyone excited for 2.0 because, you know, the future is now.
Oh, yeah.
Or more specifically, the future is in like 28 days.
Yep.
Or you can say the future has started with Gen Con, right? Kinda.
Yeah, that doesn't count. Until I get my copy, it's not really real.
Yeah, until the app is out, right?
Exactly. Final point costs for the first 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But I'm excited to see where the community is gonna go.
Yeah.
I think everyone's adapted really well, and 2.0 was a good game. If you haven't had a chance to demo it, it fixes a lot of things, and I'm very impressed with what FFG did.
Yeah. I agree with you there. I haven't tried it out, though. Just by looking at it, there are things that I don't like, but that's not really about the game. That's more about other stuff I'm going to mention later. But before we start the episode really, really badly, tell us a little bit about yourself, Mark. Why are you X-Wing famous?
Well, I'm known, at least in our local playgroup, if anyone pays attention to the crates, and I don't know why you would, again, I kid, they're lovely human beings, I was the individual that got tabled by an 8-year-old that was making it circle. I went out on a work trip and ended up going into a local community, and, well, I was flying a suboptimal list for funsies, and they put this 8-year-old in front of me that doesn't speak English. He only speaks French, because that's what his parents speak at home.
Yeah.
And he's just got a really, you know, they push that, you know, he's an 8-year-old, but he really wants to play. We've watched some of your stream games.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay. So I deploy, and I've got Defender and Omega Leader and something else. Mm-hmm. And I split them all up. And then he puts down three crackshot glaives in front of me and starts pinwheeling them perfectly, at which point his dad looks across the table at me and goes, oh, by the way, he's got over 100 reps in with this list.
Oh.
But the other way would be we were actually, we had the honor of having both of you on our stream for at Worlds,
yep.
where we had day 1B, 1C, and everything but the semifinals on mm-hmm. at mm-hmm. day 2.
Yep.
And that was a hell of a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think Aid was on stream.
No, I was just hovering.
He was in the background a lot of our whenever yeah. we interviewed people, sure. hovering around. Keeping an eye on things.
Yeah.
We often say about Aid, well, about me as well, we have voices for, we have faces for radio and voices for newspaper.
I've never heard that second part, but I might have to steal it.
Okay. Yeah. You were streaming on At Worlds, right? Yeah. That was really, really fun. And of course, Worlds is really fun. And if you haven't gone to Worlds, try the best you can to go to Worlds.
If
which
you
is
can.
Gonna be a little bit hard now, right?
We'll get to that a little later.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. About X-Wing Junkies. Can you tell us a little bit about X-Wing Junkies for people who don't know you guys? I mean, you've been around for a long time.
We've been around for a fair bit. Mm-hmm. I like to think I wouldn't say casual. We're the much more for the fun of it stream for in terms of streams.
Yeah.
I'd say, and I'm sure there's gonna be some folks that say they're in the same boat, but we try and hit in the major events out our way. There aren't that many, but we do a Thursday night stream at our local game store. My two counterparts on the streaming side of things, Mike and Pat, have done an amazing job. I think I love the system they built,
yep.
and the brand that we've got. And then it's worth noting that player 23 and 24 at Worlds were both Junkies.
Yeah.
We basically draft anyone from the Canadian West who does well at an event as an honorary Junkie,
yeah.
so that we can say they're all great. No,
of course.
Of course.
But it's been a fun little group. So we're based in Winnipeg here in Manitoba, in the dead center of Canada. For those of you not wondering, despite Iceland being called Iceland, Winnipeg has almost every winter been colder than the surface of Mars at least one day,
yeah.
As well as the North Pole.
That's why I introduced you as the Frozen States.
Exactly. We're U.S. North.
Yeah.
It's been a real pleasure. The X-Wing community is just a lot of fun to interact with.
Yep, it is. And I love you guys. I watch your streams and your YouTube videos as well.
I should say, for those that can't, are international and don't get a chance to catch us live when we're on at 7 or 8 Central every week on Thursdays, we're yeah. also up most of our videos go on YouTube. We've been a little quieter this summer. One of the guys had a kid. And honestly, X-Wing has kind of died off locally while everyone's waiting for 2.0.
Yeah, it's same here. I mean, both it's summertime. And gaming usually goes a little bit down at summertime. People go on leaves and stuff like that. Plus it's everyone's just waiting for 2.0.
Yep.
Well, and it's Canada. You've got 2.5 weeks where it's really nice out, so you got to take advantage of it.
Oh, yeah. Did you get 2.5 whole weeks? Wow.
Well, depends what you consider nice, because now we're sitting at about 37 before degrees Celsius before humidity, and that's just too warm for a fat guy like me to go outside.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay, should we start doing some content? How about
that? If we're going to do content, yeah.
Sure. let's do content.
Where do you want to start?
Yeah. Okay. We started talking about rules.
Yes.
What's up with that?
I think that rolls directly into the announcement that came out today about the new structure, eh, there, Mr. Gisley?
Yeah. How do you like... Oh, about the announcement on the FFG page. Did you see those photos?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our fellow co-host was in like half of them.
Yeah. Yeah. Like,
good-looking
four
guy.
Four photos, and Mr. Beautiful, Mike Carpenter, was on two of them, flying a U-wing at Worlds.
Shout out to the former 3.2 squadron,
oh, yeah,
who's now, I believe, This Is the Podcast, as well as dipping into X-Wing with Canon Cantina.
Yep.
Mike is a pretty awesome human being, and if you haven't checked out any of his content, I highly suggest it. You could even start with some of our Worlds games, because he spent a whole day commenting with us.
Yep. A great guy. Great guy.
Yeah.
So,
all those Utah guys are pretty awesome. Really, everyone in X-Wing is pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty much the truth.
Give or take.
Give or take.
Except for that one guy at everyone's local game store that just doesn't understand that you're adults playing with plastic spaceships.
And if you don't know who that guy is, that's probably
that's
you.
That's probably you, yeah.
Okay, yeah. About that world structure now. You actually have to be able to win something to go to Worlds.
So now,
imagine that.
Yeah, so now you need to win, which is going to be crazy. It's not just guaranteeing a ticket if you win. It's you're not invited if you don't.
Okay, they have dropped store championships and regional championship. Store championships will now be called, like, what was it? It was Wave Kits Deluxe or something like that. That was the store championship equivalent. But to get to Worlds, you would have to be one of the 8 top players at a system open. You have to be undefeated at a system open hyperspace qualifier. That's usually 1 or 2 at each system open, depends on the size. Or you would have to win a hyperspace trial, which is the regional sized, but with less limitations now. Or you would have to be one of the top 2 players at each hyperspace cup, which is supposed to be the national size.
Kind of. The only thing I'd add to on those sizes is that unlike regionals, it's kind of nice that any store can apply to host one. They're not locking them. And the cups, FFG hasn't really said much about, other than that they're going to give some. So we don't know if it's going to go geographically or by region or by population. I don't expect to see a whole lot of the hyperspace cups.
No.
I think they'll be as rare as the nationals, but I guess for you guys, maybe this means you'll actually get one rather than having all of Northern Europe and you guys lumped together.
I'm not so sure about that, because
a man can dream.
Yeah, that's a huge maybe. I'm not very optimistic on it.
I'm kind of optimistic about that. We will get one hyperspace trial here in Iceland, only one.
Yep.
So I'm pretty sure we're going to be the same here in Manitoba. Yeah. We had 3 store championships, but one of the stores is tiny and located in a little rural community of 1,000. And then in Winnipeg proper, I bet you only one of the 2 game stores that did one this year will next year. And then this weekend, we actually went to North Dakota, me and a group of Winnipeggers, and we took every prize from their event because we were the only ones that showed up. there's a good chance that they won't host one either. So
The store has to be able to host 64 people.
Yeah, be willing to book a venue and commit to booking a venue, and the kit itself is not cheap compared to what store championships were.
I think the number I saw was 450 Canada dollars. Canadian dollars. Your dollars.
I thought that was USD.
No, I think it's Canadian, so it's about 350 US.
which is still a good chunk to ask a retailer to put on the line.
Oh, yeah.
For an event.
And
because go ahead.
And I was saying, and I know here in Europe, the conversion rate isn't really that good. So for us Europeans, it's going to be a lot more expensive. Anyways, continue. Sorry.
And what's going to be interesting, and this is just me spitballing, but I've wanted to get it out there. Everyone that's talking has talked about how X-Wing has really slumbered this weekend or this summer, and it's taken a break.
Yep.
So you're going to be looking at these store owners who are seeing 4 or 5 players come in for their weekly play nights where they might have had 15 or 20.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're asking them to pour out $450. I think there's going to be a whole lot of folks that are going to say, well, let's wait and see how 2.0, puts the spark of life back in. Because at least here in North America, they had to order their kits by this week. I think the deadline's already passed.
Yep, it is.
So we're asking them to basically gamble on a community that's just gone into hibernation mode.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know we're going to wake up and we're going to be that ferocious bear that's hungry and ready for events.
But yeah, I think this system, it for smaller region, it's a really, really bad system. But but for like mainland Europe and of course UK and of course the United States, it's probably really good. They're gonna have more of those than the regionals.
Yeah, it's going to help them. Like, I know some of the California players were talking about how they essentially, I think they had 3 regionals for a population the size of Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah.
Where we had 10, I think. Mm-hmm. 8 or 10.
Yeah.
And I get that. Those players like that, especially when the winner of it's only the single winner, it makes sense that they've got to dig for those. Personally, I'm a little disappointed to see FFG double down so heavily on the System Open Series. But I've always been a little personally testy about that, only because, and I'm sure it's the same with you guys, you're looking at a serious travel commitment if you want to go to one of those.
Yep.
If you're not from Central Europe or a U.S. coast, you're looking at well over $1,000 for a weekend of X-Wing.
Yep.
Yeah.
We went to Denmark, Copenhagen in Denmark last time, and it was something like that.
Yeah, but Denmark is really cheap to go to. It's probably the cheapest country you can go to from Iceland.
Yeah, so, but and you still have to, you know, travel all the way and try to win the thing.
Yeah,
and with the community here in Iceland is kind of big considering. You know, the size of the actual country. So between maybe 5 or 10 people that could do well in Worlds, only what, 1 or 2 can actually go?
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same scenario where this year 2 Winnipeggers made the top 30. one of our locals, they came in 23rd and 24th overall at Worlds.
Yeah.
I was proud on one of our streamed games, one of my locals who's really, this has been his big year for playing competitively, beat Heaver and went undefeated 5-0 on stream at Worlds, which is cool to see. Mm-hmm. But to go 23 and 24, those two guys, as well as overall, there's about 7 Canadians that made the cut. In Western Canada, I will be surprised to see 6 people win tickets.
Yep, that's true. That's true.
So, thankfully, despite everything I've said about FFG in the last 5 minutes, I disagree with the system, but I still love them as a company and would really love it if they keep my press credentials for next year because I still really want to go. But we've got criticisms with the OP system, but we see why they're doing it, and we fully understand why they did this. There was a very vocal part of the community that wanted to see people qualify for Worlds.
Yeah,
and
but
they've got it.
But the thing is about that system, there are so many countries that don't have, you know, they don't have the support from FFG. We even have a former
like
We even champ. Have a former world champ
yeah.
who doesn't have a support.
Yeah.
Justin Pua can't make it.
System, Justin wouldn't have made it to Worlds.
Yeah.
That's true. And that's one of those things I don't like. But they are, I think, they said on stream that they are going to make more system opens. So more countries, and hopefully, like Australia, will get a system open
yeah.
as well.
Oh, but they'll lose the kit, so it's fine.
Oh, that's so bad. Oh. That's so bad.
And the distributors are where a lot of this hopefully is going to come into play. Mm-hmm. I know the switch over to Asmodee, mm-hmm. A lot of the stuff switched distributors. I'm willing to look the other way and say, okay, they had a bit of a rocky start for a little mm-hmm. bit.
Yep.
But I think the game as a whole, the OP team, like the guys we interacted with at Worlds,
oh, yeah.
were all top-notch.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
For everyone that goes and has talked about how they'd love to see Worlds travel, I get where you're coming from. I get not wanting to go to Minnesota. I personally love it because it's an 8-hour drive. it's the only major event within a 16-hour radius of us. So I'm spoiled. Mm-hmm. But no, trust me, take one look at the FFG Event Center. Kyle and his staff there are some of the best people I've ever seen at such a venue. The food was amazing. The yep. setup was great. The logistics were great. It works.
The grilled sandwich. Oh, man. Wow. So good. And, yeah,
and the local beer was good.
Yeah. But I agree with you with Worlds. I think it's something special that Worlds is held at the center, the FFG center. I don't care if it moves around the world or something. That's not my issue. With this,
me either.
I mean, we have European Championships, continental, and that moves around. So yeah.
Yeah, I kind of wish the North Americans would move, but I get why it's at Gen Con.
Yeah.
It's a major convention. The mm-hmm. only issue is, it's a major convention, which means hotel rooms quadruple in price.
Yeah.
But if we think about this world system now, is Gen Con gonna become the new Worlds like it was? I mean, people just meeting and having fun. What do you think?
I think every event is gonna be people meeting and having fun.
Oh yeah, obviously, but
without having to qualify.
Yeah, without having
yeah,
to qualify.
Yeah, no,
stuff like that.
I don't think so. I can see, I think as we get closer to the event, and I'm talking like this time next year, mm-hmm. is where FFG is going to take a look at how many people have qualified, mm-hmm. And take a look at how many people have qualified multiple times.
Because yep.
there's going to be a lot of people that are top 8 at multiple events.
Sure.
They'll probably win a local championship. And I don't think these tickets are going to be transferable like the buys were, that if you have one, mm-hmm. it goes down to the next person. I think mm-hmm. it's going to be like the existing Worlds qualifiers, which
yep.
we don't know, and FFG will clarify. But I wouldn't be surprised if we see a lottery system still in place.
No.
Once they know how many seats have been claimed by people that qualified, mm-hmm. they might go, okay, well, we've still got another 200 seats. Because remember, they separated X-Wing Worlds out mm-hmm. from everything else.
Yeah.
That might just be my optimism.
Yeah, I'm hoping that as well.
Yeah, that would actually be great. That means all of the really, really good players get a seat if they want it. And all the really interested crap players get to go all as well, like me and Gisley.
Like, yeah.
Exactly. We can go and go 3-3 and crap out.
Yeah.
Then sit and talk about good players playing.
Yeah. And drink Brennamine.
Yeah.
I give you a hard time, but I like to think I handled that better than most of the North Americans.
Sure.
Oh, yeah,
I had an Icelandic exchange student that lived across the hall from me my second year of university.
Yeah. Yeah, you did.
He was a lovely individual that loved to share Brennevin.
Mm.
Especially if he'd never met you before.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. So,
but that'd be the ideal system, I think.
Yeah.
Save seats for the people that qualify and the people that are the best of the best,
mm-hmm.
but then still fill up the room.
Yeah, that's kind of the system that was last year.
Yeah. And so. I think it worked great. As much as the Americans complained, mm-hmm. I think it worked out. The only thing that was wrong with the system was everything was about 3 months too late, so the Europeans couldn't get involved.
Oh, yeah. But
FFG's refusal to admit that Australia exists outside of the Foz brothers. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, but last year's system, because they had the lottery system as well, and that didn't really work out that well, because they're obviously going to drop the lottery system now, I think. Or they're going to, you know, have those reserved spots and then get a lottery.
Yeah.
Probably something like that. But last year, they had the lottery first, and then you could win, and then there was the click-off. All for the same worlds, and I got through the lottery, and then we had the regionals here in Iceland, and in top four, me and Aid met, and I really wanted to get Aid with me.
Yeah.
So, was I supposed to lose? Really?
Yeah, that's or, ridiculous.
We had the same scenario.
Yeah.
Where I crapped out and didn't make the top eight. But we were talking amongst our team. We had three guys that wanted to go.
Mm-hmm.
And our plan was, if need be, hit up three regionals to try and get those tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't matter. I ended up winning in the lottery anyways and then actually got in on the click-off for two other people.
Okay, but nice.
I am what's wrong with the system, because...
No, but that's a scenario that might happen with this. I mean, if people are, let's say you have won your ticket, you're doing well. Let's say you're guys like Duncan Howard or one of the Fosses or something. Those guys win a lot. They go through regionals after regionals after regionals and win. If you have your win, and go to the final game, are you gonna drop?
Yeah, if you meet your friend,
I'd be surprised to see it. I could see in both cases if they were against their brother, maybe, but other than that, probably not.
Mm.
And you shouldn't expect a player to drop and essentially do organized play's job.
No, obviously not. I agree with you. They shouldn't. It's a competition. Yeah. Well, there are things I don't like about this, but there are things I like. And we saw the prize support for the Trials and Cup. We obviously don't know what it is, but we did see how much of it is, you know, plastic crack, like we call it, and dice.
Plastic cards, dice.
Yeah.
It is regional level support for every store.
Yeah. Or even better. Even better.
Yeah, it's stores are getting their money's worth in terms of what it will do to draw players out.
Yep.
Unless they're giving us too much, which I think could also be it.
Mm-hmm.
I think FFG has been silently declaring a bit of a war on the secondhand market ever since, not this Worlds, but the Worlds before, where they reissued a lot of the old prizes as prize wall stuff.
Yep.
And I'm okay with that, because I shouldn't be able to sell a set of dice and templates for a month's rent. That's crazy.
No.
Yeah.
Note, I did that, and it's awesome, but it's crazy.
I wouldn't sell my dice. I love my dice. I need my yearly dice, like I say.
Yep.
Yeah, but the regionals before last is when they had those really ugly neon orange templates.
Oh, yeah.
And we were... Winnipeg was one of the first three regionals globally.
Yep.
Ours was super early, so I put those up. I'll be honest, I took a picture of them in the bag when they were handed to me before I went on to my top eight game and had sold them before my top four game.
Yeah. Though, yeah.
No shame.
I don't own those templates. I own the 2015 black ones. I love those.
Ooh.
And I'm going to put a center line in those.
Yeah.
Just to That's be able nice. To use,
They're
use
pretty.
Them. And I have the last ones, those clear orange ones.
That's better than me.
I used them at Worlds because I was flying Aces and they are a little bit smaller.
Needed the advantage.
The other ones. The Antiochus, yeah. Yeah.
Not full-blown Boba templates, but close.
Yeah.
But close, yeah.
Very
yeah,
close.
Boba, horrible. Horrible.
But anyway. Gorgeous.
You think so? I don't think so. I think
they're not as good as the R2-D2s, but...
No. Well, I didn't like the R2-D2s as well.
I like them. I think they're pretty.
I like mine simple.
See, for me, I'm the same way. I can appreciate the pretty ones. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'd play with them. I think they'd look great on a shadow box on a wall. Mm-hmm. But for me, my day-to-day templates are the... my rule was I wouldn't buy anything acrylic until after I won something. Mm-hmm. So I bought some immediately after that regional that I got second, where it's just a matte black with the Imperial logo on each one. Mm-hmm. And I love those things. Yeah.
Well, okay. Should we stop talking about worlds and price support and stuff
swag.
Like that? Swag.
And well, stuff we bought. And
stuff we bought.
Okay, while we're on the topic of swag, though, I got to put it out there.
Oh.
So my buddy that got 23rd at Worlds, Josh Pruden, great X-Wing player, even though he flies Cancer in the form of Miranda Dash.
Ew.
To be fair, he did it before it was cool.
Yeah, that doesn't count. Just, yeah.
It doesn't, but the fact that he's the guy that made all that wooden stuff that we had.
Oh, so nice.
That's nice.
Yeah. That for those that don't know, whenever I go to an event, I like to bring a whole bunch of usual wooden tokens and the like. But also, I'll always remember for last year's store championship season, he walks into our Thursday night and tosses a little bag at me. And he'd taken the list that I was running, which was Whisper and Omega and Vessery, and he'd printed all three cards onto wood.
Mm-hmm.
And those wooden player cards are the nicest swag I've ever gotten or given away.
Yeah, and I'm just gonna say thank you because you gave me a wooden whisper.
Hey, I will always trade a whisper for a whisper if I've got one.
It's...
And yours is still my favorite alt art I've ever seen.
Well, you got our new one, and well, I'm gonna talk about it later in the show, before we close.
Yeah. We keep getting ahead of ourselves.
Oh, yes, we are. And, yeah, that wooden whisper is... Oh, it's so pretty. I love it.
It's dead center in a display I'm making of all my 1.0 prize cards.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so you're going to two store championships. Are those your first ones this season?
No, I had the one down in the States where I got second at. I lost.
Oh yeah, of course.
In time to a rebel bunker list.
Oh.
But I think I'll do fine. The one I'm going to is a small little town in western Manitoba, but they're the only other one that's hosting one, and mm-hmm. I won it last year, so I figure I have to go out and defend mm-hmm. my legacy.
Oh, mm-hmm. Of course.
But I think you'll appreciate my list. So, first of all, the name is just genius. Mm-hmm. One of our buddies on the Slack group, and check it out on the X-Wing subreddit. It's on the right-hand side. Mm-hmm. The Slack group's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
We totally sometimes talk about X-Wing and not just life in general. but anyways, had come up with the name for it, The Phantom's Menace.
Okay. I already like it.
So you start off with a pair of defenders. Mm-hmm. Our X7, of course, mm-hmm. Ryad and Vessery,
mm-hmm.
where Ryad has adaptability and the camouflage, and Vessery has juke and disrespect guidance chips.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So it leaves you 30 points to play with. Well, that's where you fit in your last piece of this puzzle. A PS3 Sigma Phantom with collision detector.
Mm-hmm.
And Krennic.
Oh,
that's
so you
nice.
Put Krennic on Ryad. Oh, and lightweight frame.
Mm-hmm.
So you put Krennic's condition card on Ryad.
Mm-hmm.
So you fly in. Ryad shoots. Ryad spends one of her whatever her dies isn't a hit or crit.
Mm-hmm.
Spends a blank to remove a shield.
Mm-hmm.
The Sigma gets a target lock.
Yep.
Then Vessery shoots. Vessery's tokened up.
Mm-hmm.
because the Sigma has a target lock, Vess gets a lock.
Mm-hmm.
So Vessery, without even taking an action, essentially has a fully modded, juked target lock shot.
That's nasty.
Which is fine. And the part people seem to consistently forget about is there's still a Phantom on the board.
Yeah.
Which is still a 4-dice primary.
With a target lock.
With a target lock.
I used to fly... Continue.
Well, and the genius of it... I say genius because I'm stroking my own ego. Is every round they try and kill that Phantom...
Mm-hmm.
Is another round closer to Ryad being the only ship alive in the end phase.
Yeah.
I had one guy chase her for so long with an Omega Leader trying to get a target lock, but she shed off 4 in a row with her camouflage. He was so pissed.
Oh my god.
Yeah. It's a similar list I flew once. It's like 3 years ago or something. I don't remember if it was Whisper or Echo, and 2 Sigmas with it. No, it was Whisper. Sorry, it was Whisper and 2 Sigmas. Everyone had fire control, and 95% of the time, people went at Whisper, tried to kill Whisper. I mean, that was fine because I had 2 other Phantoms with fully modded shots shooting at the opponent. And they never wanted to kill them because Whisper was still on the table.
Yeah.
And I didn't even have cloaking device on those.
Yeah, it's amazing. Players have been trained, it's like in their genetic code, to be afraid of Whisper.
Oh yeah.
Because of what she used to be able to do and what she still can when you let her.
Yep. I know. That's why I love her.
She will always be my number one pilot. I am so sad to see her ability change so much.
Yep, me too.
But
well, I got an autographed Whisper card from Alex Davey at Worlds.
Oh, I didn't even think of doing that.
Yeah. That was his baby, so...
Was that his first ship?
Yeah, I think so. One of it.
Oh.
One of those, at least. Yeah, he started at Wave 4, I think.
That makes sense why it's my favorite wave.
Yeah, Defenders and Phantoms. And Aid is almost falling asleep here.
Yeah, you guys are stroking your Phantoms way too much.
There's no such thing as too much.
Jesus.
But Phantoms in 2.0. I hate... I don't say I hate Whisper. I don't think Whisper is going to be... extremely good, but of course she's cheap. But I think the generic ones might become something.
The Phantom, and that's the whole reason I ran this list. I wanted to see how applicable the Phantom was as a support ship.
Mm-hmm.
And it is.
Yeah.
If you fly it as such.
Mm-hmm.
Initially, in my mind, I'm like, it's only got 4 hit points. What's it going to do? No, it's a 4-hit-point crew carrier. It's not that different than a Sheathapede or anything else.
No.
Other than the fact that when you forget about it and it gets in position,
mm-hmm.
it's got 4 native dice, or 3 in the case of 2.0.
Yeah, nice.
So I'll put it out there. I'm a fervent Imperial player, and I'm a complete Imperial loyalist.
Mm-hmm.
I might be going to FO in 2.0.
Oh,
because it sounds like they're going to have the ace play that I love.
Yeah, but Imperials have Vader, they have Soontir, they have Whisper.
They do, but they don't have Fel's Wrath, so, like, GG.
Oh, sad Fel's Wrath.
Though I'll also probably buy into the CIS just because I want to see what they're going to do with Vulture Droids. I'm betting they're going to put 2 ships on a peg like the Armada ships.
It's going to be small, yeah, definitely.
Because it's about half the length of the Jedi Starfighter, which is already tiny.
Okay, that's a great segment into that. We will get 2 new factions. Yes.
Yes.
The Rebel...
How excited are you?
I am. I like it. We're going to have 7 factions. I like it.
I
see why...
I'm ambivalent about it. I'm not sure how it'll pan out, but it'll be nice to see how it goes.
But the Sith Infiltrator is such a beautiful model.
Oh, it is. Yeah. It is.
It's no 2-foot Armada Super Star Destroyer, but it's beautiful.
No, that's probably one of the prettiest things I have ever seen. As a model.
I can't wait till an local Imperial Armada player, you know, gets mad and sells out of the game, and I can buy one of those up for like a third the price.
Oh yeah.
I don't play Armada. I will never play Armada, but I want to keep one of those. I just want to.
Oh yeah, same.
Yeah.
I don't want the game, and I never want to play the game, and I've refused attempts by my buddies to teach me the game. Mm-hmm. But I want the Super Star Destroyer for my desk.
Oh yeah. It's so pretty.
Just the plastic. You can keep the cardboard.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Yeah, but I am excited about those new factions. Really. Aid.
Yeah, I don't know about the extra factions. I'm just, I don't think I can form a really decent opinion until we start playing 2.0. Just kind of soaking everything in, and I don't know. I really don't know. I think I feel like most of the X-Wing community, you know, every bit of news is exciting and fun to look at. But you know, I need to play it. I need to have the things to be able to form a real opinion on it.
Okay.
I can respect that.
Yeah. Well, obviously we have no idea what the ships are going to do, and we've only seen them in, you know, in a video at StarWars.com.
Yeah.
They haven't. They've just announced it, but nothing else.
Yeah.
So. But how do you think those droid ships are going to be? How much do you think they would cost?
Well, and that's why I'm thinking they might put two ships on a base.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because if you do a single vulture droid, it would have to be like 2 red, 2 green, 2 hit points, no shields.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do that, because here's the thing, they're more expendable than TIE fighters.
Mm-hmm.
But more expendable than TIE fighters means you're looking at 10 or 12 ships on a board.
Yep.
Which I don't think FFG is going to do.
No. Not in a 60-minute games.
No. Yeah.
Because holy hand grenades, would I love to take 2 of them as just blockers then.
Oh,
you know, if you can spend 8 or 10 points, or sorry, I guess 15 or 20 points and get a blocker,
mm-hmm.
yes, please, sign me up.
Yep.
I'll take that over an initiative bid any day, despite what a lot of the Americans were talking about.
Yep. And, of course, the big news about this, will we get a Jar Jar crew card?
Oh, it's inevitable.
Oh, I'm gonna love it. I'm just gonna fly it. Just to fly it.
I wouldn't be surprised to see the Jar Jar crew card be something like classic Biggs.
then you got a piece in the game that everybody really loves to hate.
But it's okay, because you'll love to hate it because you're blowing Jar Jar up.
Yes. And of course, with that same faction, a young Anakin pilot
has already been confirmed.
Yep.
Has he? Oh, wow.
His is the name on the base plate of the Jedi Starfighter.
Ooh, okay. I did not notice that. So
what you'll probably see, I wouldn't be surprised if you don't get a generic there. I think the Inquisitors for the Empire might be the only Force-sensitive
mm-hmm.
generics or generic Force user. But I bet you you'll see a Plo Koon, a young Anakin in Obi-Wan,
mm-hmm.
and then maybe just Jedi General. Maybe you will get a generic, but I'm excited to see where they're going to go with that.
Yeah, but we'll,
even though those are precursors to Rebel Scum, they mm-hmm. are the duly elected government at the time, so mm-hmm. I don't feel bad supporting them.
No, but
because they're not space terrorists.
But will you be able to spin the model? That's the real question.
Well, it's a good trick.
It's a good trick, obviously.
But probably not on that. It'll be the inevitable. That'll be the ship ability for the Naboo starfighter.
Yeah.
Is when they can barrel roll, they have to barrel roll again.
Oh yeah. Double barrel roll. So wow, that would be huge. Wow. Okay. And more news. Scum is getting a new TIE fighter. What do you think about that?
I'm livid. I'm pissed off. I hate it.
Really? Why?
The TIE fighter is the most identifiably Imperial ship in Star Wars outside of the Victory II Star Destroyer.
But we knew they were coming.
Star Destroyer.
We knew they were coming at some point.
Yes.
And they look really
but have
well.
You looked at, have you looked at the stat bar on it? Have you looked at the built-in ship ability?
Yeah,
the built-in ship ability is nuts.
Every ship
it's
has
better...
Dash's ability.
So it's just like in 1.0 when they came out with the Rebel TIE, where the Rebels got to shove an illicit and a crew slot.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how much I would have loved to put a Rebel captive on Howlrunner?
Oh. Oh,
they're
yeah.
taking the most screaming outlier of Imperial identity,
mm-hmm.
and they're handing it over to everybody else.
Yeah, I know.
I can't wait till the CIS gets the captured TIE fighter prototype, and the Jedis get TIE fighter prototype.
Well,
Jedis
will probably get at least one TIE fighter. It's a Yoda TIE. Sorry, it's not a TIE fighter.
Oh, the Eta. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a little small pencil-sized blob on a stick. That's about the size of the ship.
Well, I bet you the Clone or the Republic will probably have the Jedi starfighters. Excuse me, the Eddas. They'll definitely get arcs.
Mm-hmm.
They'll probably have a gunship as a larger ship.
Yeah.
And what I'm be excited to see there is the V-wing, because the V-wing I could mm-hmm. see coming out being cross-faction, because mm-hmm. the Empire did initially use them as well.
Yep, they did.
But they're in the power imbalance of I don't know how they're going to do Clone Wars stuff, because everything we see in the original trilogy is an advancement on Clone Wars technology and design.
Mm-hmm.
The TIE fighter is an improvement on the V-Wing.
Yep.
And then the TIE FO is an improvement on the TIE fighter.
Yep.
And the silencer is just an improvement on everything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where you go backwards from that without getting cheaper.
No, but cheaper.
Introduce new mechanics for the ships.
Yeah,
it'll have to be. I like how they dealt with the Clone Wars ships in 1.0 with mm-hmm. the arc, where they gave it the title where it was a quote-unquote overhaul
mm-hmm.
to just give it an interesting flavor.
Mm-hmm.
But now you're talking with a stock, so we already know the arc, the heavy fighter, is 2 red dice.
Yep. I know. But you know, we are going to have 3 different kinds of Y-wings as well. That's the TIE fighter.
All the better to blow up in front of my interceptors.
We're going to have that ugly yellow Y-wing with all the shields on it.
All the covers?
All the covers, yeah.
Oh, I think that's the prettiest of them all.
You think?
It's kind of.
I like those. The Clone Wars wise.
It's kind of Star Trek-y.
But they look so whole. They're supposed to be blown into pieces.
Well, that's my job to get on it. As long as my opponent allows me to smash it with my fist when I'm done.
Yeah, but about those TIE fighters. Sorry, they have old Dash's ability. You can fly a swarm over a rock.
And ignore it.
And ignore it.
It's fine.
Hate that. I hated Dash. I still hate Dash. I hate Dash's ability in 2.0. I think Dash should cost 202 points just so you can't play it.
I don't hate Dash as much as I hate the chassis. Like, when you think of Dash as a mechanic, it's fine. Like, look at Andrew Knuckles' list from Worlds, where he was flying Dash crew on a ghost.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, he was flying Cancer at the time, and it's a terrible list, and as much as I like Andrew as a person, I'd never want to play him in a competitive event, because I know him SOL. But great person. But taking advantage, Dash brings an interesting flavor to the game.
Yeah.
Both in crew and ship. The issue is that they took what was already a stupid overpowered combo where you could take a heavy laser cannon and essentially remove its drawbacks, and they gave it as the natural turret. So you've got the Imperial Decimator, which is a ship of the line designed for patrolling the borderlands by itself, and this illegal freighter is more heavily gunned than it.
Yeah. I know.
But FFG loves Rebels and hates the Empire, and that's the way it's been since day one.
It, you know it's true. It's true.
Whatever. I'm the odd one out here, so I'll just shut up.
You're not a full-blown Rebel, are you, Aid?
Oh, yes, he is.
Oh, yeah, I am.
Oh. Buddy, I've got one of those at home, too.
He's more of a Rebel than I am Imperial.
Pretty much.
Now, here's the question. I forgot to... I can't remember. What did you fly at Worlds?
I was fielding a Rey and Miranda.
Okay, that's fine. If you said Wookiee, I was going to end the call right now.
Oh, yeah, and, sure. Hang on.
And Mark, do you know what he flew the Worlds before that?
What did he fly?
A Rey Miranda.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, it's... I'm okay with that. You're flying it. It's fun to you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but do you know what he flew his first Worlds?
I'm going to go with Rey Miranda.
No, Rey wasn't out there. But he flew Miranda. Two A-wings.
With three A-wings. Triple crackshot A-wings with calculation on them as well.
Well, hopefully we get to see what you fly at next year's Worlds.
It won't be Miranda.
He's not
2.0 Miranda is something I am totally okay with.
Yeah.
He's not going to next year's World.
No, probably not.
Is that your goal, to keep him out?
No, I am.
Hey, you'll get to send two people, maybe.
Maybe.
No.
No. Hey, maybe my efforts will pay off and FFG will give Winnipeg a system open to run.
Yeah.
Then, you know, you can fly in because there's surprisingly a lot of flights between Iceland and Winnipeg. But it's because we've got such a large Icelandic community.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
And then, you know, we can all put our money where our mouth is and all lose to somebody running flying something stupid.
Yeah.
Did you guys hear, speaking of meta for 2.0, did you hear the big news that came out this morning?
No.
What was that?
Meta Wing is done.
Oh yeah,
oh, yeah.
I saw that.
Saw that. Not
so
only Meta
Wing, interesting.
List Juggler as well.
Sorry, List Juggler.
Yeah.
Which I don't blame them. It's a lot of work.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it is.
It's going to be interesting to see what it does to the folks that just love seeing what games are. It's as a streamer, I'm excited because it means a lot more people are going to have to put in the primary research and take a look at games and see what's being played.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
Somebody will step in to fill the gap.
But,
probably.
But what am I and 8 going to do? What are we going to talk about? We have nothing to talk about.
You can talk about the games that you saw on xwingjunkies.com.
Oh yeah, of course, of course, of course. No, but yeah, I'm really sad about List Juggler. List Juggler, Cryodex, and then Meta Wing has been a staple for X-Wing.
So,
and it's a community build, all of them, and really good. And yeah, I'm sad to see it go.
Yeah. I totally get where he's coming from, though. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of work, and I guess what was the nail in the coffin was FFG wouldn't commit to making the data they're collecting on their app public.
Yeah.
Because Wait. From the sounds of it, they're going to want list entry and everything like that to be done on the app.
Yep. But, which is a little bit strange because I did hear one of the developers, I'm not going to say who, say that they would be able to export the lists and, you know.
I think they're going to be able to. I think this is one of those cases where they don't want to promise something when they're still developing the act.
No.
I think the information's still going to be there. Mm-hmm. I think FFG wants their site and their system to be the primary source of analysis, because obviously they want to know what's being done in games so that they can balance it.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're going to have a problem with people piggybacking off the data.
No, because their system always works like Tome, right?
Right.
I totally have never shadowed a Tome tournament on Cryodex just to make sure I don't lose it. I have never done that. No,
exactly.
Never. I have never once thanked Chico for the product that he developed.
No. Okay. Enough screwing around with FFG. I like FFG.
I love FFG. They've done an amazing game. Their commitment to organized play is amazing. And I think it does need to be said, you know, we've got our qualms, we've got our critiques, and we've got the things we're going to bitch and moan about.
Mm-hmm.
But the things we've got to bitch and moan about are so amazingly tiny compared to every other game system.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because FFG has been listening.
Yep.
Oh, sure.
Definitely. They listened to their player base. And they did I think, everything we asked for with 2.0.
Yeah, pretty much. I think it's a good point, because I think our problems are the very definition of first world problems.
Yeah.
Well,
they fixed Reinforce. I'm so happy about that. They fixed Rebel Bunker. They fixed some of the Imperial bullcrap, like Krennic.
Yeah, but Krennic is still obnoxiously good in 2.0, I think.
He's good, but he's not as good. Before,
no.
He was essentially fire control systems and a shield upgrade for less points in a different slot.
And anti-regen just thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm okay with that, because regen is out of control.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
in 1.0.
Krennic is crazy.
But
says the Miranda pilot.
That's right.
Love you, buddy.
Fair.
Talking about Miranda, I think Miranda might actually be something in 2.0.
Depends on the points.
Yeah, it depends on a point, because she is cheap now.
Yeah, sure. I hope she'll remain cheap.
Yeah, she's cheap
in 1.0.
She's cheap in 1.0, but she's way cheaper in 2.0. Of course, she was nerfed down to the ground, but I think the points represent that. So.
Well, what I like about it is, in 1.0, you took a cheap Miranda, and the whole point was cram as many points as possible on her.
Yeah, because
she's a safety net.
Mm-hmm.
But that dies now that you've got half points on everything.
Yeah.
Because I don't think there's a Miranda player out there who goes into the fight and doesn't expect to come out with 3 or 4 health left.
No.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
true.
If you're giving up half points off that Miranda, she is not worth it. There's a lot of players.
Mm-hmm.
If Miranda and Wookiees had been worth half points, I would have made the cut at Worlds.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because all my losses were to such bunkers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 1.0 and 2.0 are such completely different games, though, that it's going to be hard to compare them. I know we want to, but they're not the same.
No, I've been saying that it's a whole different game, and people who are complaining about on FFG too. Oh, I have to buy this game now. I'm just saying, are you mad at FFG for coming out with a new game. It is a completely new game, and they are making it as cheap for us as they can, I think.
Yeah, compare it to what's the 40K
Warhammer
game?
Yeah,
Games Workshop.
Yeah.
There we go. With Games Workshop, you know, they'll come out with a new codex where you've got to buy a $40 book.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you're going to need the new models because, mm-hmm. oh, look it, now it's got a completely different gun than mm-hmm. what your guy has on him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
FFG has taken such a casual approach to their miniatures.
Yeah.
And I mean casual in that you don't need to have a full-time hobby to play the game. You can walk into your game store, pick up a core set, and pick up two expansions,
mm-hmm.
and be there.
Yep.
Sure. That's true.
Last year's regional season, you could walk in, pick up a core set, and the Heroes of the Resistance pack, and if you knew the game mechanics, you would be a shot for top 16.
Yep. Definitely. And actually, I think if you're starting out with a game, 2.0, and you want to say, let's say you want to play Imperial, just two core sets and the TIE Advance to get Vader, and I think you're set with a really, really strong list with Vader and a Mini Swarm.
Kind of. I've been flying a Vader Mini Swarm. I'm not sure I like it as much,
mm-hmm.
but it's going to teach you the game. It's going to teach you what you like and what you don't. Between you, me, and all your listeners, I am probably picking up an extra 3 TIE Advance prototypes
because
I think that swarm is going to be worth something.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Just think of it, a swarm of force users.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That might be something.
Yeah. But talking about 2.0 meta, and that's a great segue into the Coruscant. Did you see?
Oh. I love our community. calling it now, Imperials win Coruscant.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah.
Pretty much.
Well, okay. FFG, I love you, but what the hell were you thinking? Really?
Yeah.
It's the first 2.0, big 2.0 tournament. Okay to do something. Coruscant has always been something niche about it. But posting on Twitter, just you had to vote on Twitter what essential upgrade you would have to have.
So for those of you at home that didn't follow this entire debacle,
no.
For each faction,
yeah.
FFG put up a poll on Twitter for one day, or maybe it was 2 days,
mm-hmm.
letting anyone that had a Twitter account vote on what upgrade every squad
mm-hmm.
for each faction had to include.
Yep.
And the results were amazing.
Yeah.
Honestly, if they'd have just left it as a submit your own option, it would have been better because the options they gave were so one-sided.
Okay, I'm going to read what not the options but what won. Because
yeah.
Okay, Rebel Alliance, they're going to have to use Leia Organa crew card. Which is okay. It's a you would have need to have a crew carrier for her, but it's an okay card. Costs eight points, and you can use it every 3 times.
Even if it's rounds. A unique, it doesn't exclude anything.
No, it doesn't exclude anything because you don't have a Leia pilot.
Yeah.
But then Imperials, they get Ruthless, which is a 1 point talent slot. It doesn't do anything for you. It's 1 point and you just slap it on
whatever
you are using talent. You can put it on Howl Runner and fly a swarm. You don't even have to use it. It doesn't matter.
Well, what's the best part about Ruthless is it's a solid card in and of itself.
Yeah, I know.
Like, in 2.0, it's you can choose to deal one of your own ships
mm-hmm.
a damage to guarantee a hit.
Yeah.
But if you don't use it, you're out a point.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. But okay, those cards are okay. Ruthless is good. Leia is it's okay.
It's fine. But it's a cool upgrade, but kind of restrictive.
But then, poor scum players. I feel so badly with Jesper Hills.
Yeah.
Scum and Villainy got Boba Fett crew. Which is, it's, I don't know if it's a good or a bad crew. It's whatever crew. Doesn't, yeah. You start in reserve and, yeah. You can place yourself at range zero of an obstacle and beyond range three of an enemy ship. It's kind of like old man Han's ability.
Yeah.
But.
Well, it gets better.
it gets better.
I know.
So, by requiring that crew upgrade,
yes,
they've banned the Boba pilot.
Yeah.
Which is basically, at this point that we know of, is probably the best pilot Scum has.
Yeah.
And you've still got old world Fen Rao.
Yeah, I know.
But having flown a medium base fire spray in 2.0...
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, it is so maneuverable.
Yeah, I know.
It's so fun. It has Talon rolls.
It does. And if it's the real swarm counter, you know. If you're flying a whole swarm against him, he's not getting that much damage through, and he's killing a TIE fighter each round, almost.
Yeah, he basically says, that's a cute reroll you've got. I'm going to reroll every dice I've ever rolled.
Yep.
But it's worth saying that with the scum one, they didn't give players another option. The scum poll was Boba Fett, who got almost half of an... There was four options, and Boba Fett got 41%.
Yeah. Greedo?
Fearlessness, Greedo, and R5P8.
Yeah.
Like, it was no option.
No, I know. It's so horrible. I don't... yeah. For the first... I hope they don't do this all too often. Let's just say that.
Ever again.
Well, it doesn't really matter, considering as of next year, Coruscant is just a pre-tournament to Worlds.
Yeah, I know. But they have said that they will mix up tournaments and do ban cards or essential cards or something like that to mix.
Which is what I'm sorry.
Which they're hoping to mix up the meta, you know, shake it up a little bit.
Which, well, and that's what I'm scared about with the hyperspace qualifiers.
Yep.
Is that they have specified in that article that there's essentially going to be themes.
Yep.
But if that is going to be something like the Battle of Yavin, where you can only fly X-Wings, TIE Advanceds, the Falcon, X-Wings and Y-Wings,
yeah,
then cool. Though that eliminates an entire faction.
Mm-hmm.
Or Scum have to bring Y-Wings. And I guess they can bring Y-Wings and a Falcon.
Sure.
Sure.
Wow.
Oh.
If it's something like that, like, cool, I have faith in FFG that they're going to make it a fun experience.
Oh, yeah.
Do either of you guys play Legion?
No, I don't.
Nope.
Okay, I got into it and then got out of it. And, it's no part of the game's fault. For me, it was I didn't like what FFG did with the organized play at the highest level.
Okay.
But what they did for the like the weekly or monthly store kit level is make like a little thematic campaign.
Okay.
And from the players that have been playing it and enjoying it, I've heard only great things.
Okay.
So I hope FFG is doing something similar with our game where they're bringing a little bit of that spirit of the Star Wars universe into our games.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got faith that FFG can pull it off because they've got a pretty good track record for producing fun modes.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like Epic, which is so fun once a year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Talking about Epic, we're going to fly Epic next next game night.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah. I'm gonna be flying a cancerous harpoon list.
I saw that list.
You're so evil.
I have so much.
No.
I love you as a person, but dear God,
you're a fucking asshole.
Yeah, but the thing is, I don't really like Epic. I never fly Epic.
Egg, it's worth noting, the list that he's flying is not as bad as the one I gave him.
No, oh, I know. I don't.
There is worse harpoon cancer out there.
Yeah, I don't have enough defenders. I don't.
Yeah.
yeah. No,
there we go.
No.
Epic's the one mode where FFG loves imps.
Oh yeah.
Because the Raider is such a broken ship in that format.
Yeah, after, let's just say, after Scum got their epic ship and the rules were made that you would have to have filled an epic ship on the table. Because before that, people were just doing Mind Link on all the ships.
That's okay. I once flew... I'll see if I can still have it. Around, but I flew 8 defenders with ion cannons and Ty D.
Yeah, in Epic, that's so bad, so bad.
Yeah. What can I say? X-Wing is a great game, and I love it. But I think I love it most because of the community.
Yeah,
oh, for sure, for sure.
Epic is probably the essential of brokenness in X-Wing, though. You can make so much broken stuff there. It's hilarious.
Though I think FFG deals with it perfectly. They only ever acknowledge its existence for one evening at Worlds.
Yeah, they do. they changed the rules like month before.
Yeah.
Once a year.
But to be fair, those acrylic movement templates they came out with mm-hmm. were gorgeous.
Yeah, we didn't get those.
No.
We were murdered by Chris Allen and Ryan Farmer.
Yeah.
They didn't table us in Epic, but they came close.
Very close. In like
that's impressive.
In like a couple of rounds.
Yeah, I think they were like 3 rounds or something of flight. But to be fair, we brought ships. In Epic game, we put 5 dials on the table.
Yeah.
We just wanted to drink and have fun.
Yeah.
In Epic.
And do as little work as possible.
Do as little work. And okay, we had 4 interceptor on a Kosanti. They were docked, and they were never able to shoot because the Kosanti died, and then Ruthlessness killed all of them before they were able to shoot. Well, but we killed Quick Draw.
Yeah.
That was nice.
Quick Draw died.
Yes. The only ship that died.
I think so.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah.
How long are we in?
I think we're...
About an hour 15 on my count.
Yeah, same here. Should we... Oh, no. We had news. News. Some people might like it. Some other might not. We have been asked a lot about both our Whisper card and our target locks. People want to grab them. And
I've had people ask where I got those target locks from.
Yeah.
They're sweet.
And because this is our 20th episode. What?
What?
Almost a year. We decided to make a Patreon account instead. To be able to hand out some of those target locks.
Yeah.
Dirty, filthy internet money.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we have limits. We're not trying to make money off it. We're just trying to get even, I think.
Yep.
So, when this episode is out, the Patreon account is probably going to be open.
Yeah.
And you will see what we have in store there. First, we have a couple of tiers. We have like four tiers: $2, $5, $10, and $16, I think, each month.
That's a lot.
Yeah, but I have limitations on how many can go to each tier, just because we don't want to. Let's say
become a production.
No, I don't want it to become too much, and we will.
It's the same reason we shut our Patreon down. Yeah. I totally get where you're coming
from. Yeah, and the first prize you will get is exactly those target locks, those nice Thule Squadron target locks, and a Whisper 2.0 cloaked Whisper card.
Dum, dum, dum.
Whoop, whoop.
Fancy.
Fancy, fancy. So, that's... I'm not going to promote that anymore, because in this episode at least, we might do it a little bit just to see if people listen. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Filthy internet money. I don't like it, but it's something people have been asking about, and we just said, okay, whatever. If it's not going to work, it's not going to work, and
that's fine.
That's fine. It's not going to get us anywhere. So.
No, it's entirely fine. You guys are doing great work.
Yeah.
Thank you.
When we don't screw up our episodes.
Last one.
That's okay. Everybody screwed up their episode this
technical
week.
Technical issues. Computer freezing up.
Yes, Mike's fucking up.
Mike's
stuff.
Screwing up, yeah. Okay. Well, should we say this just okay? Thank you. And goodbye? Or?
Yeah, oh. I mean, we didn't have anything set to talk about.
I know we haven't said AFL in a while, but Mark hasn't said it yet. So.
Oh yeah, that'll be interesting.
You wanna join us?
In saying
AFL
Yuga. AFL Yuga. Hadouken.
Well, that's okay. Bad. Let's just make Max Repo do his thing. What do you say about that?
Yeah.
So, thank you, people, and goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody.
And Mark, thank you so much for this episode.
Yeah,
it's been a pleasure. This has been the hour and 18 minutes has been a highlight of my day.
Oh, sweet.
Of the whole day?
Score! Oh, so we did something good. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. Goodbye.
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 Remember, don't fly. Friends don't let friends fly rebels.
That's why we're not friends.
Dum dum dum.
Dum dum
dum. 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 Who needs that? Chiqui pata.